Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and it's John Chuckery Show, live on this Thursday evening. Is opening day today for the Atlanta Braves, and they were in Washington, 7-2 victory. Max Fried, unfortunately, kind of the big story because he had to leave the game early with hamstring tightness. Looks like he's going to miss a start. So let's talk some Braves baseball as we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our guy Chris Willis. He, of course, covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, BatteryPower.com. He's the managing editor there, and you can follow Chris on his Twitter page, at Chris_Willis. And Chris, a new season, good for the Braves to get off on a good foot with a victory, but certainly at a cost with losing Max Fried for at least a start.
Yeah, that's, it kind of put a damper on the whole evening. You know, it wasn't the best played game that the Braves could do, but, you know, it was refreshing to see them score that many runs without really having that many extra base hits. But, yeah, obviously the biggest news is Fried. We know he's going to miss at least one start. Brian Snicker said after the game that he's probably headed to the injured list. So, you know, hopefully it improves and that's not the case. But, you know, that's a pretty significant blow for to have happen on opening day.
So what do you think the plan is? Because obviously Wright's on the IL. Soroka's not ready to go. Would they call up an Ian Anderson? I mean, if it's only one start, could they figure out a way to make do, or do you think that they call somebody up to replace Max Fried if he does go to the IL?
Well, I initially thought that they would probably call up somebody like Ian Anderson or Bryce Elder. They seem to be the next two guys in line with both Schuster and Dylan Dodd already penciled into the rotation. You know, I guess a bullpen game would be an option, but I think it'd be a little tricky just because it seems like they get the off day tomorrow, but then it seems like there's a long stretch of games right there after that. I don't have the schedule right in front of me. So, you know, I would say I guess a bullpen game would be possible, but, you know, I think it's more likely they probably just call up a starter because if Fried goes on the injured list, then he's going to miss more than just the one. So I guess it really depends on just how severe that hamstring injury is, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, he talked about, Snicker after the game talked about missing a start, but you're right, though. There is a difference between he just misses a start and he's got to go to IL because he'd probably miss a couple of starts at that point, would he not?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, they were careful to say afterwards that, you know, they didn't know how bad it was. And they don't really have to make a decision until Fried's turn comes up because they can backdate the injured list assignment if, you know, if he needs to go that route. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, what information we get and what we hear about his status, you know, through the remainder of this series and then the first two games in St. Louis.
Chris Willis, managing editor for Battery Power, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. We talk about the Braves and their 7-2 victory here on opening day. I wonder if the lineup will look different come this weekend because you're going to have a right-hander on the mound I guess Saturday. It's kind of weird. Play Thursday, take Friday off, and then go back into it on Saturday. But do you think that we'll see Harris at the two spot? Do you think that Ozuna will play left field? How do you think maybe the lineup is different when we start to see some right-handed pitching?
I think we'll see Eddie Rosario back in left field, and Ozuna will probably go to the DH spot. I they've been hitting Matt Olson at second spot off from just really the start of spring training. So I don't think we'll see Harris move up there, but I do think the lineup will change. I don't think Ozzie will be in that cleanup spot with a right-hander on the mound. I don't really don't know who would go there. Obviously, Travis d'Arnaud had a huge day today, so if he's in the lineup, he may be a consideration as well. So, but I do, they've got a lot of flexibility with the ability to stack right-handers. I thought that was a really good move today, going with both catchers with d'Arnaud as the DH, just to get another extra right-handed bat in the lineup against Patrick Corbin.
We'll talk about d'Arnaud here in just a second, but I am curious just because, and I know Snitker hit Olson early in the year in that second spot, and while he had some, good on base, he just could not get on track in that spot. And, Harris hits right-handers so well, and he's obviously got the speed element that you want. And I understand it's modern-day baseball. I mean, nothing is constructed the way it used to be, but it does seem odd that when you have a guy like Harris, if you had Ronnie and Harris at the top of that order and Harris hitting right-hander so well, that you would take advantage of that speed, just let those guys cruise around. I mean, they did steal a couple of bases today, so, I mean, maybe they're going to be more aggressive on the base paths, but it is interesting that, if you keep Olson in that two spot, he did kind of struggle there last year in the early part of the year.
Yeah, I think it'll be something to watch. And we've seen Brian Snitker in the past just really, really tinker with that lineup, over the first, month of the season, and before he kind of settles on into a situation that he really likes and then kind of locks in from there. I mean, I do agree with you. I think Michael Harris, if he's swinging the bat well, Acuna Harris at the top of the order, man, that's really dangerous. And I like, on the flip side of that, against the left-hander, I really like Acuna Albies in that situation. So, I think Olson in the second spot's intriguing. But like you said, it's just depend on how he performs in that spot, how long he stays there.
Chris Willis joining us here in the WaitFor.com hotline, managing editor for BatteryPower.com, talking some Braves baseball. We obviously know Travis d'Arnaud had the big day today, four hits. I wonder how much there, this was kind of talked about as maybe one of the plans. How much do you think that they will bat d'Arnaud? Would he be just kind of exclusive against lefties? Or you think he'll get some regular time at the DH? It is kind of odd that you would have both of your catchers in the lineup at once, but how much do you think that he's going to play that DH spot?
I mean, that's going to be something to really watch as the season goes. I do think we'll see it a lot against lefties, and I think it makes a ton of sense. Against right-handers, though, I think it's just going to depend on who's swinging the bat well. It seems like to me Ozuna's going to get the first shot at it, but if he struggles, then you can see – I think that you could see the double catcher line up again. Obviously, they can't do that every single day, especially once it gets hot. But they're going to want to keep d'Arnaud and Murphy both in the lineup as much as they can. So, I don't think it'll be something that, just be a one-off. I think we'll see it quite a few times as the season goes on.
Chris, we saw that Orlando Arcia got a contract extension today, 3 years, $7 million, just a little bit above all of that. How much do you think that he could play in a season this year? I mean, he hasn't started since, 2019, and I believe he played like 152 games or something like that, somewhere around that range. Do you think that there is still a plan to bring up a Grissom or Shoemake and turn the job over to him? Or do you think that they look at Arcia as a guy who, as long as he's playing well, really more defensively than even offensively, as long as he's playing well, they're going to trot him out there every day?
Yeah, I kind of tend toward the latter right now, unless, you know, Grissom or Shoemake just really force the issue at Gwinnett. You know, I think it's going to be Arcia's job for, I would say, several months anyway. You know, if as long as he's performing well, and if he, you know, if he is performing well, you know, he may keep the thing all year. Honestly, they seem to be really high on him. You know, obviously the contract extension, I thought that was a good move, just because whether he's starting shortstop or not, he's proven to be a pretty valuable utility guy. You know, whether he's long term answer at shortstop, I don't. You know, I'm a little less keen on that, but you know, I do think Grissom and Shoemake are going to have to push the issue, and you know, to the point that they would actually consider moving Arcia back to the utility role.
What do you think it was at the end of the day that, you know, there was so much hype around Grissom, and you know, he was moving back to the position that he played in the minors? I mean, it's kind of interesting that they threw Grissom into a position that he didn't play in the minors at second base and thought he was ready for all that. But when they gave him a full offseason to be, you know, a shortstop where he was playing in the minors, they decided that he wasn't the guy. It does seem a little bit odd, I guess, the optics of it all.
Yeah, I agree. And, I mean, I don't have a good answer for you because, you know, we've been talking about this ever since Grissom and Shoemake were both optioned to Gwinnett during the spring. So, you know, I don't really know what they wanted. Obviously, you know, there's more played into it than what we see on the games during the spring training broadcast. I thought Grissom handled himself pretty well, you know, and I mean, if you compare him to Arcia's got the experience playing shortstop. He's had seasons where he was an excellent defensive shortstop, but I think he's got range concerns as well. The one thing he does have is a very strong arm that can get him out of a lot of trouble. So, you know, it may just be one of those situations where they want to see how Grissom handles shortstop on a daily basis in the minor leagues at Gwinnett at the upper levels and, you know, and then can maybe reassess the situation. But I agree with you. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me with the way the offseason progressed and all the talk and hype that Grissom got. And, I mean, we hardly saw Arcia at shortstop during the spring. You know, and I mean, I'm guilty of thinking that really I thought the position was Chris's to lose pretty much from the start.
Chris, last question for you. The injury to Fried aside, what do you think the plan is for both Mike Soroka and for Ian Anderson? We know Kyle Wright, it's a matter of just coming back from IL and all that stuff. But what do you think the plan is for Mike Soroka and Ian Anderson? Will they get those guys up, you know, as soon as they feel like that they're ready? Or do you think that there's some kind of bigger timetable about when they will, you know, trot one of those guys back up to the big club?
You know, I think unless, you know, obviously I think Ian would be a candidate to come up and make a start, you know, with Fried's spot. But I think originally they want him to spend some time down there, and I'm guessing that, you know, they're trying to expand Anderson's off pitch arsenal. You know, he's toyed with a slider a little bit. He's got the curveball. He's never thrown it too much. You know, just to give him something else to go with that fastball. And I mean, that could be quicker. That could be a long, you know, a long process. And I think the same thing with Soroka. More so with Soroka, though. I think once he gets his mechanics back and can build up some starts, I think he's a real candidate to come up, provided he stays healthy. I mean, you know, if he's pitching well in the minors, then, you know, they may give him a shot to show that he can recapture some of that form we saw just pre-injury. So, you know, pretty excited to see both of them in Gwinnett because, you know, there's a lot riding on it. And if they could get one or both of those guys back, you know, this rotation is just even that much better.
I said last question, but a quick follow-up. Do you think that the plan was always for Soroka to start in Gwinnett, or do you think that with the hamstring tweak when he first got down there, it just – I never really thought that he was going to be with the big club coming out of spring training, that he had to build up his strength, and he obviously didn't – I mean, what, he had two, three starts, whatever, in Rome last year. I mean, even with an offseason work, it's still not the same thing as pitching. Do you think he was always going to start in the minors?
I think everything would have just had to have gone broken perfect. You know, he would have had to come in with no setbacks, and, you know, it just had to have looked amazing because you know, it, like you said, he needs to get some innings under his belt after, you know, basically being away for two years. He talked about how last year really helped him and accelerated the process. And then obviously, you know, it kind of got derailed again because he missed most of the spring. But, you know, I think he was always probably going to start in the minors. But, you know, again, if he had come in and really impressed and showed that he was ready, you know, he could have been right there in the mix as well.
Chris Willis covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor of BatteryPower.com. And join us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. And check out Chris on his Twitter page, at Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. We'll be talking all season long as we get game number one under our belt. So thanks so much for the time tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate it.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.